Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davalillo. Powell moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Bulfari reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball towards left field. Bulfari fields the ball and throws to home. Rosnovsky drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Rosnovsky. Wagner tags and scores. Whitfield tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Orioles. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky takes first base on ball 4. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Bulfari moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Lee Stang now pitching. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosnovsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bulfari scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 5-1, Orioles. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Whitfield scores. Houser moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. Bill Davis pinch hits for Lee Stang. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Houser moves to third. Sims moves to second. Frank Bertana now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Kelly now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first, with Kelly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Palfrey hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosnovsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sims hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Davalillo. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 6-3, Orioles. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Orioles. Bob Allen now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosnovsky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Paul Blair now playing center field. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Sims and he is out, Hauser applying the tag. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sims hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Bob Allen. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.